radio@firehouse.com. Real issues, real answers, real firefighters.
Firehouse.com's coverage of the 2010 Fire and EMS Safety, Health, and Survival Week is brought to you by Globe Firefighter Suits and DuPont, two key players committed to firefighter safety year-round. Learn more about Globe and DuPont at globefiresuits.com/globe or by clicking on the ads on the podcast player page.
Good afternoon and welcome to Radio at Firehouse.com, podcast for the 2010 Fire and EMS Health and Survival Week. My name is Ryan Pennington. I'm a firefighter paramedic for the city of Charleston in Charleston, West Virginia. I'm also a West Virginia Fire and EMS instructor and a faculty member at the Charleston Area Medical Center Life Support Training Center. Today's podcast topic is infectious diseases and how they affect each and every one of us as we make our runs throughout the day. Infectious diseases can not only affect our health and survival, but we can also take these diseases home to our families and our children. Today, I'd like to spend some time talking about some tips that each one of us can use as we make our runs, not so much as from an administration point of view as far as policies and procedures, but things that we can do to protect ourselves every day. First thing, as far as policies and procedures goes, they are very important. One of the best things that we can do as responders is take the time to review our agency's policies on what PPE needs to be selected and how to deal with infection. First subject I'd like to cover with you guys and girls today is your PPE selection, whether it be your rubber gloves, your eye protection, or your splash gowns. These things are very important. It seems like every day that we run out the door on these runs, and as soon as we pull up to the scene, somebody meets us at the curb, either with a gunshot or projectile vomiting. This selection can make a big difference in your health and safety due to the risk of infection. If you wait till you get onto the scene of an emergency before you select your PPE and go ahead and put it on, you could find yourself exposed too fast. Not only is selection of PPE important, selection and donning of it before you get to the emergency scene is paramount. Another thing with PPE that I've noticed in my runs that I make here in West Virginia is once we get done with the call, what do you do with your infectious disease or with your infected personal protective equipment? Once you've selected the appropriate PPE and your emergency's over, the disposal of that PPE is paramount. If you take your gloves off, leave them laying around the floorboard of your engine, or don't take the time to put it into the proper disposal units, you can find yourself exposing yourself, but also the next day's crew. So once you've been exposed, whether it be your gloves, eye protection, or what have you, you need to make sure that you dispose of this stuff in the proper places. We don't want to run the risk of taking it back to the next day's shift, and that next day's shift carrying it home to their children. I don't think I could live with myself, and I don't think you could too. One of the best ways of protecting yourself from infectious diseases on some of our traumas seem to be gowns. Everybody is promoting the use of gowns when it comes to bad trauma, bloody trauma, or stuff like that. Myself, I don't really find using a gown in EMS and fire service very practical. It's not very practical for me to go put on a spray gown and then go through a mangled car just to get into a patient, just to have it ripped off of me. So one of my tips that I tell my people that I teach is to use your nylon jacket. If you take your nylon jacket and zip it all the way up, taking your sleeves all the way down and pulling your gloves up over your sleeve, it's going to give you a barrier protection. Well, some of the manufacturers today actually make their nylon jackets to where they have bloodborne pathogen proofing to them. Even if it doesn't, it still offers you some sort of a splash protection. The only problem with that being is that once it's exposed, how do you decontaminate it? That's when you need to refer back to your department's policies and procedures on decontamination. Another high point that I'd like to hit on today is sharps control. And what I mean by sharps control is after you stick that IV needle into someone's arm, what do you do with it? It seems like complacency sets in with all of us, whether it be on the ambulance or the engine, and we take our infected needles and leave them laying around just to find another one that you've unaccounted for. I always make sure, or I try to make sure, that every time I use a sharps needle that I always call out to my crews, hey guys, I've got a needle on the floor, there's a needle on the bench, can somebody get to it if I'm not able to dispose of it into a sharps container? This is one of the best ways of exposure for infectious diseases because it's injected straight into your skin, and the control of this needle is paramount in order to keep ourselves protected. The next question I'd like to pose to each and every one of you is once you're done with your, whether it be an 8, 10, 12, or 24-hour tour, do you actually wear your uniforms home? It seems like every time I get on the ambulance, I'm getting exposed to something, whether it be splatter from an IV stick, vomit for somebody, and not all the time do I notice that it's splashed on me. So what about the times when you get in, exposed to these infectious diseases on your uniforms that you're not aware of. Somebody left a droplet of blood on the bench. Somebody had some vomit laying around, and you've just exposed yourself into your pants. You take your pants, you get into your nice car, you take your car home to your family, and now you've infected your whole family. So my question to you is, do you wear your uniforms home? I choose not to. I choose to protect my family by leaving the things that I encounter every day on the ambulance or fire engine at the station. I take them and wash them according to my department's procedures, but I also leave them at the station so nobody else gets infected to them. Today's points I'd like to review with you is the proper PPE selection and usage and disposal, reviewing your department's infectious diseases program, eliminating complacency from your runs, and you need to make the decision to yourself whether you want to wear your uniforms home and take that infectious diseases home to your family. I'd like to thank you all for having me on firehouse.com. Take these points back to your crews and review them, and everybody stay safe and enjoy the 2010 Fire and EMS Health and Survival Week.
Firehouse.com would like to thank Globe Firefighter Suits and DuPont for sponsoring the in-depth coverage of this year's Fire and EMS Safety Week. Globe Firefighter Suits and DuPont are committed to keeping firefighters safe all year with extensive product lines that can be found at www.dupont.com/personal_protection_global/en_us/index.html or by clicking on the ads on the podcast player page.
If you have a comment on this program, drop us a line at radio@firehouse.com. Thanks for listening, and stay tuned to firehouse.com for more broadcasts like these. Or visit our website at www.firehouse.com/radio.